It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton is here. Happy to be here with you up until 6 o'clock. We got a full 4 hours today because the Royals are off. They are in a little bit of a timeout. Trust me, they need a timeout. If you missed it earlier today, I tried to play Apollo Creed for the Kansas City Royals, and I tried to give them this speech. You guys remember in Rocky 3, Rocky, things wasn't going so good. Rocky needed some motivation. He wasn't listening to Adrian. He wasn't listening to anybody. Eventually, Apollo Creed had enough.
Damn, Rock, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Eventually, Rocky Balboa had to find the eye of the tiger. That's what the Royals need to do. They got to find the eye of the tiger. I don't know what happened. They had it at one point. They have lost the eye of the tiger. There is no tomorrow. There is no, oh, you guys are overreacting. It's just one game. No. The Royals have 9 games left. They need to figure out a way to win 5 of them. If they figure out a way to win 5, then they are making the postseason. Anything less than 5, they continue to put themselves in danger of outright missing the postseason. The Twins are nipping on their heels. The Tigers are the hottest team in baseball. They have won 7 of their last 9, and the Royals are ice cold right now. You have to figure out a way to take care of business. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to head to Atlanta and be joined by Carl Dukes. He covers the Falcons. But before we do that, it is a new week in the NFL. We got Jets. We got Patriots. Why don't we have a little bit of a reset, and we will take a look at some of the most important storylines as we head into week 3.
Carrington, let's start with maybe the most important game on the schedule in week 3, Cowboys and Ravens.
Really big game for both teams.
I'm going to say the Cowboys are coming off an absolute throttling at the hands of the New Orleans Saints, and I don't need to tell you or tell Kansas City, the Ravens are winless. Who is this game more important to? Is it Big D getting back to winning ways, or the Ravens need to get off the schneid with their first dub?
Rob, I'm going to tell you this because I love you. Don't ever say Big D on this show ever again, all right?
CD is big and Big D, baby.
Call them the Cowboys, Dallas, Jerry's team. Please don't ever refer to them as Big D on this show again. That is, I'm docking your pay. You've been fined here. Flag on the play. That's a 15-yard penalty. All right, let's get back to serious things. It has to be the Ravens. The Cowboys have a win. The Ravens don't have a win. The Ravens, if the Vegas lines play to what they are and the Steelers take care of business at home against the Chargers, you're telling me you can be 3 games out of the lead in your division if you're the Baltimore Ravens? No, the Ravens need this game way more. They had a gimme, an absolute gimme. Dallas just ran into a buzzsaw, and the Saints are way better than we thought they were going to be, potentially. That is not what we think about the Las Vegas Raiders. No, that was a Baltimore Ravens problem. So if you're asking me, who is this game more important for? Who needs to win? The answer is clear to me. It's Baltimore. You can't fall to 0-3. The percentages, once you 0-2, and then you go to 0-3, yikes. Uphill battle the entire time.
Speaking of Dallas, one of the teams that beat them was the New Orleans Saints. They are a surprise 2-0 team. Also, the Minnesota Vikings are a surprise 2-0 team.
I already told you, I'm taking the Vikings on the money line. I don't need the 2.5. I'm taking the Vikings on the money line. I'm also going to take the Saints
on
the money line, too.
3-0.
I think both of them are going to win this. Did you see the numbers? And let me pull it up here really quickly. Did you see the numbers of what Jalen Hurts is with A.J. Brown in the lineup as opposed to when A.J. Brown is out? All right, here it is. Jalen Hurts with A.J. Brown is 28-8. He averages around 240 passing yards. without AJ Brown, the Eagles are 12-20-1, and Jalen Hurts averages 148 yards passing. He is a drastically different quarterback when AJ Brown is not there. So AJ Brown isn't here, and you got to go on the road to New Orleans with how they're playing right now. I think both teams win. I think the Saints are winning, and I also think Minnesota's winning.
Speaking of that NFC South, let's talk about the one team that no one wants to talk about in that division, the Carolina Panthers. They are making a change at quarterback. The former first overall pick, 18 games into his career. You're out of here. See you later, alligator. Bryce Young benched. What do you think Bryce Young's career is now that he is benched in Carolina 2 games into a new regime? Is he ever find that starting role again? Is he ever a starter in the league again?
I mean, it's either two things have to happen. Either Andy Dalton has to get hurt and then they don't have a choice. They go back to him. Or Andy Dalton is just as bad as Bryce Young was, which seems really hard to do because he was that bad. And you were just... If we're going to lose anyway, we might as well throw the young guy out there. I think that Carolina is going to get a boost. We've seen this story before, right? Raiders go on the road, get a win they're not supposed to. They're now kind of heavy favorites, 5.5, 6-point favorites, and everybody thinks that the Raiders are going to win. The Raiders have inconsistent quarterback play just like the rest of the NFL. They shouldn't be a 6-point favorite over anybody. I think Carolina gets a boost. I think Carolina is – I think they cover. I think they have a chance to win.
I mean, is this just Carolina misevaluated quarterback?
Yes.
Dramatic? I mean, we were both CJ Stroud people, but I thought Bryce Young was...
I thought he had a chance to be good. Yeah, I did think so.
This is real bad. I mean, 18 games into his career and he's done. It's just... Oof.
It ain't good. No, it is not good. There's no denying that. That's not good.
Speaking of quarterback Carrington, our final storyline heading into a massive Sunday in the NFL, Jordan Love is practicing again.
Hey.
I mean... Thoughts and reports were this could be a long injury after his problem in Sao Paulo, but now he's practicing. Do you believe Love returns this week? And a little add-on, if he does, the Packers return to that top-of-the-tier NFC team you had them preseason.
You know, I was very high on Green Bay. Very impressive win for them to do it. I don't think Jordan Love is going to play. I do think he comes back next week. They have the Vikings next week, so that could be a really important game, a divisional matchup. No, I don't think that Jordan Love comes back this week. I think it's kind of what an Andy Reid would do. He practices this week. It's a game-time decision to make you think about it. They're going to hold him out, and they're going to start Malik Willis one more week. I do expect Jordan Love to be back next week against the Minnesota Vikings.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.